Russia attacked Ukraine within Luhansk, Chernihiv, Sumy, Kharkiv, Zhytomyr, Kherson, and Odessa regions, on Zamiani Island and in the Joint Forces Operation Area. The armed forces of the aggressor state, the Russian Federation, invaded in many directions. The artillery and aircraft weapons were fired on the border units and checkpoints, followed by the movement of military equipment, the press service of the State Border Guard Service of Ukraine informs. Depending on the situation, border units are redeployed to reserve positions and work together with Ukrainian soldiers. According to the General Staff of the Armed Forces of Ukraine, operational and tactical groups of Ukrainian troops conduct defensive battles in all directions of the enemy's advance. In the direction of Rudnya, Belarus, Vystupovichi, Ukraine, the enemy tried to cross the state border. As a result of the battle, the enemy suffered losses. 5 armored personnel carriers and a car were destroyed. The offensive of enemy tanks in Putovel area was also stopped. Ukrainian media report about 7 downed Russian planes and 5 helicopters, as well as destroyed columns of Russian armored vehicles on the outskirts of Kharkiv. According to the JFO headquarters, as of 1500, fighting continues along the entire line of contact. Russian occupation forces tried to break through the defenses with the use of tanks. Heavy battles are being carried out for Shastia and Stanitsia Luhanska. The enemy repeatedly tried to force the river and wedge into the line of defense. Ukrainian units promptly respond to the situation and repel the attack. The town of Shastia is under the full control of the Ukrainian military. During the fighting, the enemy suffered heavy losses in manpower and equipment and retreated. The Russian military were taken prisoners. Currently, the Russian Federation is also making large-scale disinformation efforts on social networks and propaganda platforms, spreading rumors and fakes in order to sow panic. That is why the Ukrainian authorities called on all citizens to check the accuracy of information on official state channels. Office of the President of Ukraine https://www.facebook.com/president.gov.ua. General Staff of the Armed Forces of Ukraine https://www.facebook.com/generalstaff.ua. Cabinet of Ministers of Ukraine https://www.facebook.com/cabminua. Ministry of Defense of Ukraine https://www.facebook.com/ministryofdefense.ua. Ministry of Internal Affairs of Ukraine https://www.facebook.com/mvs.gov.ua. National Police of Ukraine https://www.facebook.com/ua.national.police. State Emergency Service of Ukraine https://www.facebook.com/mns.gov.ua. State Border Guard Service of Ukraine https://www.facebook.com/dpsukraine. Center for Strategic Communications and Information Security https://www.facebook.com/stratcomcenterua. State Service for Special Communications and Information Protection of Ukraine https://www.facebook.com/dsc. Land Forces of the Armed Forces of Ukraine https://www.facebook.com/ukrainianlandforces. Naval Forces of the Armed Forces of Ukraine https://www.facebook.com/navy.mil.gov.ua. Territorial Defense of the Armed Forces of Ukraine https://www.facebook.com/territorialdefenseforces. On Movement of Transport and Infrastructure Operation. Ministry of Infrastructure of Ukraine https://t.me/miukron. Ukrainian Railways https://t.me/ukrzalinfo. Ukrainian State Air Traffic Services Enterprise https://t.me/uxitsy_official. State Agency of Automobile Roads of Ukraine https://www.facebook.com/ukravtodor.gov.ua. Boryspil International Airport https://www.facebook.com/airportboryspil/. Ukrainian Seaports Authority https://www.facebook.com/uspa.gov.ua. Lviv International Airport, https://www.facebook.com/Lviv International Airport/. State Service of Ukraine for Transport Safety, https://www.facebook.com/dsbt.ua. Bohdan Marushiak.